TV Schaefer. I listen to KXFM 104.7 in Laguna Beach. I love music. I am fancy and I love to sing and dance. And I love surf music because my daddy is a surfer.
Aloha, ue, komo mai. I'm Tommy J, and we'll take off each Sunday evening from 5 to 7, riding vintage surf music and tropical island vamps on KXFM on 104.7 airwaves. Local Laguna musicians will drop in to hot dog never-before-heard tracks of their original creations for your smooth ride home with 10 toes on the nose. Streaming worldwide at kxfmradio.org and on the free mobile app, you'll feel the pulse of the Pacific and mellow vibe of Laguna Tropical Surf. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to be listening to the words of Rotary Renee about the car show. Aloha, Renee.
Hello, and happy Sunday. Thanks for having us on, Tommy, to talk about the car show.
Well, it's going to be so good fun. And you guys also have live music besides music coming from the KXFM DJs that are going to be there. Can you tell us more about the music?
Sure. We've got live music from the Orange County Classic Rock Band. They'll be joining us. In addition to our, we think we're going to be at capacity with 144 cars to be seen. We get some great cars, lots of really interesting cars to see.
It's a classic car show. We want to remind folks it's next Sunday, October 1st, and it's going to be from 9:30 to 3 p.m. at the City Lot. It's right across from the Festival of the Arts. And what a good time. And how many years have you been doing this?
We've been doing this for 19 years, so this is the 19th annual Laguna Beach Classic Car Show. And we also have, in addition to the cars, we're going to have in the music, we've got breakfast burritos, a taco truck, some great libations. We make some really good Bloody Marys and beer. We will have, and you know, it's a fundraiser for the Rotary Club because we give it back to the community. So part of what we're doing, too, we'll have a beer tree raffle that was a really popular hot ticket last year. So we sell raffle tickets, and you go home with a whole load of beer if you win. We also have a silent auction that has lots of great items and lots of good wine from local vendors, local restaurants and merchants. So we've got a lot of those items. And, of course, as you said, we'll have the KXFM tent with us.
I really enjoy coming down to next Sunday, October 1st, at the Festival of the Arts across from there at the City Lot from 9:30 to 3 p.m. because all proceeds from the Rotary Classic Car Show goes to benefit local nonprofits. Would you like to shout out any other contact information if folks want to learn more?
Yes, we have our, for the car show, we have LagunaBeachCarShow.com. It has all the information about the show and everything that you'll see there. And then we also have LagunaBeachRotary.org if anybody's interested in learning more about the Rotary Club.
We love what the Rotary Club does, not only locally for nonprofits, but also internationally, like trying to actually wipe out malaria by providing medicines and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. We're a big proponent of the polio vaccine is the one that the Rotary is actually known for. So we've done that worldwide. We're very close to eradicating polio, and that's something that we continue to work doing. So the clubs, all the local clubs do local events supporting local organizations, a lot of nonprofits, as well as international projects that we work with, like ending polio or water projects, like clean water projects, or A lot of different international events that we do.
And we're so lucky that you guys work with the local schools and providing them with books and things, because Gail and I's book called Alani the Giant Kelp Elf, you guys picked up some and got them into the local school. So we're really thankful for that effort because we think reading is very, very important.
Yeah, we agree. We actually do dictionaries every year and library books to the elementary schools. So those go to the third graders. And then just to give you an idea for the fundraiser that we are raising funds for here, last year we gave out grants to the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach, the Community Clinic, Laguna Beach Seniors, Laguna Canyon Foundation, the Food Pantry, Loka Arts, just to name a few. So we actually give quite a bit of money back in grants to the community, and a lot of that comes for these types of fundraisings that we do. And I want to mention, too, we have our big venue sponsors, Crevier Classic Cars. So a big shout-out to them for being our big sponsor this year.
Oh, Donnie Crevier is quite an excellent man for giving to the community. And Renee, would you have family members or anybody you want to give a shout-out to while we're here?
My daughters, Allie and Kinsey, they're listening. So hi, gals.
Aloha. Allie and Kinsey, good to see you. are they going to be at the car show, too?
Maybe Allie, not Kinsey, but I'm hoping.
Well, we'll have some good fun out there at the Classic Car Show in Laguna Beach on Sunday, October 1st, the 19th annual Rotary Club event that's going to proceed to benefit local nonprofits. It's 9:30 to 3. Say the name of where they can get more information about the car show and the Rotary.
So LagunaBeachCarShow.com is the car show website, and then LagunaBeachRotary.org is the Rotary site.
Well, Renee, thank you so much for calling in. And what we're going to do is record and podcast. We'll archive the podcast of this live show at KXFMRadio.org. So anybody that missed it could tune in there to find what you had to say on radio this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tommy J, for having a fun.
Well, one of my favorite songs is the Hot Rod Lincoln, Commander Cody. We're going to throw that down for the Rotary Car Show. Aloha.
Excellent. Aloha.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought, lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew could catch him, I thought I could pass, don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. Had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down. And the dip, she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh, Renee said there's 140 cars going to be at the Classic Car Show. That is something that's going on.